Hi, welcome to the Core Meeting Online. My name is Josh Whitney. I'm one of the pastors. We're talking about quiet times. This is a skill that we need to grow in and be excellent at, especially right now in the middle of a global pandemic. The ability to get into God's Word and pray daily, it's critical, especially when we're isolated from one another. Talking with people over the last few months, can you believe it's been 2 months we've been doing this? It's been a challenging season for many of us. I sense some people are leaning into God and His Word, and others are drifting away from God. We will be meeting again as a church family, hopefully sooner rather than later. But your skill when it comes to engaging with God daily in your quiet times is essential. So let's get into it. Let's read. I'm covering quiet times under skill. Let's read the overview. Another name for a quiet time is a devotional, which according to Webster means a short worship service. A quiet time is a period of time set aside for personal prayer, Bible study, meditation, and worship of the Lord. During these times, God is able to develop a relationship with you and reveal Himself to you in a personal way. Let's look at the handout. Let's look at the outline. First major point, why is it important that we have quiet times? It provides our spiritual food. It says in 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk that by it you may grow up into salvation. God's Word gives us the spiritual nourishment we need to grow. God's Word has encouraged my heart so many times over the last 2 months. It's truly been my daily bread. God's truth is bouncing around in my mind and my heart day to day as I'm dealing with things. Another reason why we need our quiet times is to be of more noble character. It says in Acts 17:11, now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. The third reason why we need quiet times, Jesus expected it. Look at Matthew 21:42. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures? So in this interaction with the religious leaders, Jesus is saying, your problem is you don't know God and you don't know the word. That's why you're in this predicament. And then the fourth reason, Paul expected it. 2 Timothy 3:14, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So why do we need the Word of God? It feeds us, it grows our character, and the Lord expected us to be in the Word. Second major point, when is a good time to have a quiet time? The morning is good. Your mind is undistracted. Your mind is clear. For me personally, I try to start every day with reading the Word and praying before I get into emails, before I get into work, before I read the news or answer calls or texts. The first thing is get in the Word. It says in Psalm 143:8, let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Maybe you're not a morning person. Maybe you don't have time to read in the morning. Then the second point there, any time you can fit it in, it's critical. It could be a lunch break or before bed. But the key thing is have a consistent time, morning, afternoon, or evening. Develop that godly habit. According to a study published by the European Journal of Social Psychology, they found it takes on average 66 days for a person to develop a habit. With that said, if you miss a day, don't worry about it. Don't play catch up. Just jump on to the next day and move forward. Don't get days and days behind because then you'll get discouraged and you'll quit. It took me a number of times in high school of starting and stopping quiet times before it became a consistent habit in my life. Third major point, where should we have our quiet times? We need some place that is private, a home office, at your desk, at your kitchen table, before your kids get up, maybe in your bed, before you get going, maybe in a favorite chair. It says in Mark 1:35, and rising very early in the morning while it was still dark, Jesus departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. Ideally, wherever you have your quiet times, it's a place where you can pray out loud and you can sing out loud. Maybe even go outside now that the weather is nicer. Our location should also be a place that minimizes distractions. If your phone or computer or TV are distracting you from having a quality quiet time, you probably need a new place. Fourth major point, What should we study in our quiet times? There's so many good resources, so many different good plans for Bible study. I can think of the one-year Bible. I've used that many, many times. Or I can think of studying one book of the Bible for 6 to 12 months. I've actually done both for 25 years now. There's some years where I will just read through the one-year Bible over and over again for a number of years. And then there have been other years where I've spent just 6 to 12 months reading just one book of the Bible, really digging deep and trying to get an understanding of that book. I spent an entire year studying the book of Romans. I spent the last 5 to 6 months studying through Hebrews. The proverb of the day is a great plan. Read the proverb that corresponds to that day. On May 12th, read Proverbs chapter 12. Others really appreciate Bible studies, kind of canned Bible studies. Here's a great one by Warren Wiersbe on Galatians. He has a whole series of great Bible studies that you could utilize. Word studies can be a lot of fun as well. Maybe read every verse in the Bible on a particular subject. For example, humility. Humility is in the ESV Bible 10 times. You could use Bible Gateway. You could look up all the references. You could study them, dig deep, or you could go to BibleHub.com, dig into the word meanings. Both are great online resources. Or do a Bible character study. Maybe spend a season just studying the life of David or the life of Moses and read all the verses about their life. And it's important that we read both the Old Testament and New Testament consistently. Why? Because the New Testament is built on the Old Testament. It's its foundation. You will not understand the New Testament if you don't study the Old Testament. It would be like jumping into the fourth season of a TV show and skipping the first three. You'll have no idea what's going on. And finally, my fifth major point, how to practically have a quiet time. So for me, here's my current plan. I'm aiming for spending 30 minutes a day studying the Word and praying. That's 182 hours a year dedicated to studying God's Word and praying. Tell me that you would not be in a better spot spiritually if you dedicated to the Lord a half hour of the day for the next year instead of watching your favorite TV program for the umpteenth time. So first, I study the Bible and journal for about 15 minutes. I'm currently studying through the book of Revelation. I've really enjoyed the ESV scripture journals, which give a lot of room to read and underline and color code, and then tons of room to take notes. It's been a great resource. So I will grab my journal where I write down my quiet time thoughts. I have a Bible commentary I'll be studying through, and then I have my journal. I don't have a stopwatch. I know that for me to read for about 15 minutes, I have to go through so many pages out of the different books I'm reading and studying, and then I transition to prayer, and I spend about 10 to 15 minutes praying. I pray through my calendar for the upcoming week. I pray through my to-do list for the day. I have prayer lists in Evernote, one for each day of the week. I pray for the corresponding prayer list. And then recently, I've been using this prayer app called Echo. And then in my conversations with people over the last couple minutes, people will be sharing with me relational or financial or economic or medical trials. And I'll write down their prayer requests and I'll grab that prayer journal and I'll pray through those prayer requests that have been given to me. If I have extra time left, then I jump on YouTube and I usually close it out singing a worship song. So it's 30 minutes. A great way to really cement the Bible verse into your heart and mind is to share it with someone. So every day I try to share my verse either with my wife or with somebody in conversation. Many times we will read something in the Word and then we'll forget it minutes later. Telling it out loud, speaking it out loud to someone is a great way to sink God's Word into your heart. And don't be embarrassed to grab your journal if you forgot what you just read when you're sharing it with your spouse or your friend. And obviously, it's critical that we obey what we read throughout the day. Maybe you read a great verse on not being anxious. You read a news story about coronavirus. It makes you anxious. Remember your verse. What was that verse I read? Grab your journal, meditate on it, pray about it. But the key thing with quiet times is to do it. Actually read the word and pray daily. Before we jump to the conclusion on the back of the handout, there's a few things. There's some key verses on the importance of knowing and seeking God. And there's a couple of quotes that I thought were excellent on the back. Corrie ten Boom said, "Don't pray when you feel like it. Have an appointment with the Lord and keep it. A man or woman is powerful on their knees." And then Dawson Trotman said, "I don't think God has anything big for you. If you can't take 1/40th of your day to be alone with your Almighty God and Father, I rather doubt whether he's going to do very much for you. And then finally, that quote by Robert Murray McShaney. He said, Martin Luther spent his best 3 hours in prayer. And then under references, I listed some books that I really appreciate or have been excellent study tools for me. Let's read the conclusion on the front. Quiet times are a necessary part of every Christian's spiritual growth. Having a consistent daily time of worship, prayer, Bible reading, and meditation will help build a strong, healthy relationship with God. Amen. This is a critical skill to have right now, church. I pray that God gives us all the grace to be growing in our daily quiet times. Amen.